Good morning, everyone. Happy Easter. Today we have spoken a new word. It is a word that we have awaited to announce and to pronounce, to proclaim and to confess for more than 40 days now. It is a word that reveals to us the disposition of the Christian life. It is a word that helps us understand the path and the way we are to walk the path as disciples of Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, it is the word of resurrection joy. It is the word that pierces the darkness of our hearts, the coldness of our hearts, and gives us new life. And that word is Alleluia. Alleluia. My brothers and sisters, those powerful words are the combination of two Hebrew words, Hallel, which means to praise, and Yah, which is the short form name of the Lord in Hebrew. And it is a command form of the word. It means, may you praise the Lord. May you praise the Lord. And today we have a reason to always and everywhere praise Him. Because Jesus Christ has conquered death. He has risen from the dead and He is Lord and Savior. My brothers and sisters, today is the day where we receive a new definition. The defining and lasting definition of who we are. And the content of that definition is love. Love is stronger than death. What was the power with which Jesus Christ rose from the dead? What was the force that abided in His human flesh so that when He died and was placed into the tomb, He received new life according to the glory of the Father? My brothers and sisters, we know that God is love, that Jesus Christ died in total trust to the Father, commending to Him His Spirit, proclaiming that it is finished. All things, all enemies of life and love have been conquered, and all things have been handed to the Father. The power behind the resurrection, the power that we have received, is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God who is in person, love. We profess this day that our lives are hidden with Christ in God. Jesus Christ, who is risen and now at the right hand of the Father, who is with God, has sent His Spirit into our hearts. And it is the Spirit of love. My brothers and sisters, we all know that we can allow many things to define us. But today the Lord beckons us to allow the idols to be demolished, for the false definitions to be abandoned, and to us to receive this amazing gift of His power and of His Spirit. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And there is a path that we are called to walk in the church. There is a path that each of us is called to walk to receive the gift of new life that comes to us in the resurrection. And it is the path to the empty tomb. It is the path that begins in darkness, with our doubts, with our fears, with our regrets, with our questions. But it is a path that requires us to go out and finally to enter. And we do not do so alone. We hear today in the Gospel of John that the beloved disciple awaited for Simon Peter. Simon Peter, who personifies the authority of the church, the living tradition, the faith that gives us life, who enters the tomb. The beloved disciple follows after Him and, seeing the burial clothes, believes. My brothers and sisters, the faith we have received has come to us through the church. The church is the place where we receive the faith that gives us life. It is the church that communicates to us the way of life that is living and abiding in the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And Peter, who denied the Lord three times. Peter, who was awaiting the Lord. It is Peter who speaks and preaches to us today in the 10th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, who says that the Lord appears to those whom God has chosen, those who were with Him, and those who ate with Him after He had risen from the dead. God has made us witnesses of Him. My brothers and sisters, with Peter and with John, the beloved disciple, we receive today a new commission. It is a commission to renew our baptismal promises. It is a commission to go back to the fountains of life-giving water and to receive the hope of the resurrection. It is to receive the faith of Peter, the faith of the apostles that is communicated to us in the life of the church, in the sacraments, and through grace. And my brothers and sisters, it is a faith that invites us to run. The reason that the beloved disciple ran to the tomb was because he was beloved. God longs for us to taste His love. Man, every man and woman cannot understand himself or herself without love. Without love, he remains a mystery, unexplainable to himself. And he must go with everything who he is, with his weakness, with his sin, with his doubts, and with his joys, and draw near to Christ and be renewed in Jesus Christ. He must appropriate for himself the mystery of the incarnation and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the life-giving power of the Spirit. This is why we run. We all know how to walk. We all know that we can walk to church. But my brothers and sisters, when we taste the love of God, when His love is revealed to us in our hearts, we begin to run. And this Easter season is the season where we are called to learn how to run with John, to run close to Peter, to love and to honor and to be grateful for the authority that Christ has given to the church and the faith that is communicated through her. But the faith must become personal. The faith must become ours. My brothers and sisters, today we will renew our baptismal promises. It is the day of Christian freedom. It is the day when we are called to remember our dignity as Christians, as having received the risen life of Jesus Christ. And as a minister of the church, I will ask you some questions. Please hear them. And please respond personally from your heart. We all know how to respond because we're asked to respond. But that's not why the church gives us these questions today. The church gives us these questions so that your baptismal promises, my baptismal promises, the personal and life-giving faith of Jesus Christ truly becomes our own. And so when I ask you, do you reject Satan? The response is, I do. And respond, my brothers and sisters, if you are ready to respond. And do you reject all his false promises? I do. Do you reject the lies? I do. And then I will ask you three very important questions. Questions that give us the chance to redefine, to recommit, and reprofess ourselves as Christians and followers of Christ. Do you believe in God the Father? I do. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I do. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I do. My brothers and sisters, these questions and our responses mark for us the path of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They mark out for us a disciplined and mature path of the Christian life. They inform every day that we are called to live as Christians. My brothers and sisters, we have received a beautiful faith and a beautiful church. Not without her problems, not even without her scandals. But Jesus Christ is the one who builds the church. Jesus Christ is the one in whom our lives are hidden in God. Jesus Christ is the one who gives His Holy Spirit to us. So these are days when we are called to not to look at ourselves, not to look at anything that might cause doubt, but to gaze heavenward and look upon the glorified Lord and profess our faith in Him. My brothers and sisters, today we are called to look into the womb of the church and to see and to believe.